USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Friday, Russian soldiers continue to kill fleeing civilians in their invasion of Ukraine. Finland, also a neighbor of Russia, wants to become a member of NATO. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on Friday morning, CNBC.
Yes, that is a direct result of the war in Ukraine. Finland has a very long border with Russia, 1,300 kilometers. But if Finland decides to apply for membership, I'm confident that NATO allies will warmly welcome them.
Andrew McCutchen got the first hit of the year in Major League Baseball's opening day Thursday at Wrigley Field. Nico Hoerner hit the first home run of 2022. He connected off a pitcher who used an electronic wristband to receive his signals from the catcher. And the Cleveland Guardians took to the field for the very first time. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
As the Biden administration plans to drop Title 42, this will allow the administration to get more illegal immigrants into the United States faster. Representative Barry Loudermilk, the Republican from Georgia on Newsmax, says as long as Democrats are running the House, his hands are tied.
The House is a dictatorship. That's the way it's designed. We have very little authority and power as long as all the Democrats are holding together, locked together, arm in arm, to follow Nancy Pelosi. And many of them are going to follow her right off a cliff. And so it's very frustrating on our end. So it's refreshing to see governors like Governor Abbott and DeSantis taking the bull by the horns and doing something at the state level.
As Europe prepares to join the United States in hitting the Kremlin with tighter sanctions for its war in Ukraine, there are plenty of signs that Russia is finding a way around the financial blockage. Bloomberg Economics expects Russia will earn about $320 billion from energy exports this year. That's up more than a third from 2021. USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
The White House continues to deflect questions about President Biden and him helping family members of Hunter Biden's business partners. Spokesperson Jen Psaki.
I've seen the report. I have no confirmation or comment on a report about whether or not the president, when he was a private citizen, wrote a college recommendation letter for an individual.
Republican Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio will chair the House Judiciary Committee if Republicans regain control of the House in November's elections. Mr. Jordan was on Newsmax Thursday explaining a number of things that will come under investigation if the House is turned.
Well, just remember when he was candidate Biden on September 22nd, 2020, in a debate, he said that his son did nothing unethical. And he said that regarding his son's business dealings with foreign entities, he said that his son made no money from business interests with connections to China. Now, we all know that there are 4.8 million reasons why that statement is not accurate. Because we saw the Washington Post story just 1 week ago that said he got all this money. And I thought what was interesting is he had two Washington Post stories, one at 11 a.m., one at 11:04 a.m., two 8-page stories 4 minutes apart, talking about all these connections that Hunter Biden had with CEFC, this Chinese oil energy company. And I just thought it was amazing because they went from it was Russian disinformation to here now it's, oh, we're going to do 2 8-page stories within 4 minutes. So, yeah, that email and then what candidate Biden said himself doesn't square with the facts as we now know them.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.